It's not too loud, though, right?
Is it too loud?
Okay.
Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, text 38. Sa,
sa,
veda,
veda,
dhatu,
dhatu,
padavim,
padavim,
parasya,
parasya,
duranta,
duranta,
viryasya,
viryasya,
ratanga,
ratanga,
pane,
pane,
yo,
yo,
amayaya,
amayaya,
santataya,
santataya,
anuvritya,
anuvritya,
bhajeta,
bhajeta,
tat,
tat,
pada,
pada,
saroja,
saroja,
gandham,
gandham,
saveda tatu paravim parasya,
saveda tatu paravim parasya,
duranta viryasya latanga pane,
duranta viryasya latanga pane,
Yomayaya santataya nuvritya,
Yomayaya santataya nuvritya,
bhajeta tat pada saroja gandham,
bhajeta tat pada saroja gandham,
saveda tatu paravim parasya,
saveda tatu paravim parasya,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
Yomayaya santataya nuvritya,
Yomayaya santataya nuvritya,
bhajeta tat pada saroja gandham,
bhajeta tat pada saroja gandham,
saveda dhatu padavim parasya,
saveda dhatu padavim parasya,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
yomayaya santataya anuvrutya,
yomayaya santataya anuvrutya,
bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
saveda dhatu padavim parasya,
saveda dhatu padavim parasya,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane,
yomayaya santataya anuvrutya,
yomayaya santataya anuvrutya,
bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
saveda dhatu padavim parasya,
duranta viryasya ratanga pane, yomayaya santataya anuvrutya, bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
saveda
dhatum padavim parasya,
duranta viryasya
ratanga pane,
yomayaya
santataya anuvrutya,
bhajeta
tatpada saroja gandham, saveda dhatu padavim parasya, duranta viryasya ratanga pane, yomayaya santataya anuvrutya, bhajeta tatpada saroja gandham,
saha,
saha,
he alone, veda,
veda,
can know,
Tatuhu,
of the Creator,
of the Creator,
Padavim,
Padavim,
glorious,
glorious,
Parasya,
Parasya,
of the Transcendence,
of the Transcendence,
Duranta Viryasya,
Duranta Viryasya,
of the Greatly Powerful,
of the Greatly Powerful,
Rata,
Rata,
Anga,
Anga,
Pane,
Pane,
of Lord Krishna,
of Lord Krishna,
who bears in his hand the wheel of a chariot, Yaha,
Yaha,
one who,
one who,
Amayaya,
Amayaya,
without reservation,
without reservation,
santataya,
santataya,
without any gap,
anuvritya, anuvritya,
favorably,
pajeta,
pajeta,
renders service,
tatpada,
tatpada,
of his feet,
of his feet,
sarojagandham,
sarojagandham,
fragrance of the lotus,
fragrance of the lotus.
Only those who render unreserved, uninterrupted, favorable service unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, who carries the wheel of the chariot in his hand, can know the creator of the universe in his full glory, power, and transcendence. Purport. Only the pure devotees can know the transcendental name, form, and activities of Lord Krishna, due to their being completely freed from the reactions of fruitive work and mental speculation. The pure devotees have nothing to derive as personal profit from their unalloyed service to the Lord. They render incessant service to the Lord spontaneously, without any reservation. Everyone within the creation of the Lord is rendering service to the Lord, indirectly or directly. No one is an exception to this law of the Lord. Those who are rendering service indirectly, being forced by the illusory agent of the Lord, are rendering service unto him unfavorably. But those who are rendering service unto him directly, under the direction of his beloved agent, are rendering service unto him favorably. Such favorable servitors are devotees of the Lord, and by the grace of the Lord, they can enter into the mysterious region of transcendence by the mercy of the Lord. But the mental speculators remain in darkness all the time. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself guides the pure devotees toward the path of realization. Due to their constant engagement in the loving service of the Lord in spontaneous affection. That is the secret of entering into the kingdom of God. Fruit of activities and speculation are no qualifications for entering. Om Jnana Timidam Tasya Jnanjana Shulakaya Chakshur Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Pada Mayam Kathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamanam Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Laganatam Vitam Stam Sajidam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Vajrana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Vita Shri Vishakam Vitam Stam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Namami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Pratita na pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vaishnavi Gaurava Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Saveda Dhatu Padabhim Parasya Durantaviryasya Ratangapane Yo Mayaya Santatayanu Vritya Pajeta Tat Pada Sarojagantam. Mam Duveva Nakashtam. Krishna says, hardly anyone can understand it. Vedaham Samatitami Vartamanani Charjam Vishyani Chubhutani Mam Duveva Nakashtam. Because Krishna is not available by mental speculation or pious rituals. Because Krishna is not available by austerities or charity or Vedic study. Hardly anyone knows Krishna. Bhaktya mam vijanati yavam yas chasmi tatva tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tamantam. One can understand Krishna as he is only by devotional service, bhaktya. And by devotional service, one can go back home, back to God. Not by mental speculation, not by pious rituals, not by charity, not by austerity, not by Vedic study. Naham vedar na tapasa na dani na chetveda. Not by any of these means. Only by the devotional service. And Krishna, therefore, directs us. Sarva dharman pratyaja manekam sharanam. Give up all other methods and surrender to them. And everyone says, well, I'll think about it. I have my other commitments. I'm my other Anya Devata and my other deities, or I'm too busy, or what about my family, or what about this, what about that. So Krishna says, Pratyaja, Sharanam Raja, and they say no. Therefore they're not going to understand. Or they say yes, but keeping some reservations. Kevalaya bhaktya, one has to understand by pure devotional service. Anya vilashita shunya, jnana karma yunavata. Anya vilashita shunya, that means dumping everything else by the wayside. Especially jnana karma, mental speculation and pious fruitive activities for sense enjoyment. Adi, and so on. Anyabhilashita shunya. Jnana karmadi anadita. And anukul yena krishna rachira. Bhakti rita. This is pure devotional service, where one cultivates mood of serving the Lord favorably. As Prabhupada points out, everyone is serving. But some are serving Krishna indirectly through the material energy. And some are serving directly. Indirectly means, suppose I'm serving my senses. My senses are nothing but Krishna, so I'm serving Krishna. But indirectly. Indirectly. I'm serving my government, I'm serving my boss, I'm serving my cat, I'm serving my dog. I'm serving this, that. So ultimately, sarva kalavinam brahma, Krishna is everything, so I'm serving Krishna. But I'm serving indirectly. Just like the government, the patriot or the government service, he's serving the country directly. And the prisoner is also serving the government. Maybe he's stamping license plates or doing some breaking rocks. So he's also serving the government. But by force, and not directly. So no one will say, oh, he's a great patriot, he's even breaking rocks for the service of his government, he's so humble. No, they'll say he's a rascal, he's So they're making him break rocks. And it's unhappy business. He doesn't get any honor, he doesn't get any personal satisfaction. Now I've broken so many rocks. He's simply forced. It's not that he wants to do it, he has to do it. But the patriot wants to serve his country. So he directly volunteers. What can I do? Especially in wartime, the country is under attack. Everyone comes forward. What can I do for the country? Well, that's favorable. So devotional service. Everyone's serving, but someone's serving Krishna indirectly through the illusory energy, by force, and someone is serving Krishna directly through devotional service. And that favorable service, direct service, is called anukul. Otherwise, pratikul. Anukul yasya sankalpa pratikul yasya vart. It's the essence of all the rules and regulations is that anukul yasya. I should accept everything favorable to Krishna's service. And I should reject everything unfavorable. Now, this is surrender. Let me accept everything favorable. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pavasaya. So many rules and regulations. Do this, don't do that. If it's favorable, let me do it. And if it's unfavorable, even if I like it, let me reject it. Even if it seems pleasing, even if it's interesting, even if it offers good prospects, if it's not favorable to Krishna's service, let me reject it. It's said about Krishna's sons that whatever was pleasing to their father, even though it might seem like poison to them, was like nectar. And whatever was displeasing to the father, even though it might have seemed like nectar, they gave up as being like poison. Anukulyasya. Because now it's not what will please me. The whole world is interested. What will please me? What will please me? And because they're trying to please themselves, they're all frustrated and unhappy. The hand is thinking, what will please me? Let me keep the food in my palm. The hand becomes frustrated also. It has to put the food in the stomach. Then it gets strength, satisfaction. But what will please me is a failure. One has to find out what will please Krishna. That will please me also. That's automatic. I don't have to worry about being pleased. Let me just please Krishna. Rather, that's pleasing in itself. I don't need, if I do this for Krishna, then he'll do something and that will please me. His pleasure, the service itself is the pleasure. If we can, there's no better pleasure than being engaged in Krishna's service. It's not that the devotee, I promise you if you do this for me, I'll do that for you and you'll be happy. You do this for me and that itself is the happiness. There's no better happiness than that. So, Saveda, Dhatu, Paravim Parasya, Duranta Viryasya Ritangapan. Krishna is glorious, Dhatu. Is the creator of everything. And Paravim Parasya. What is that? Prakritim Para, Kunti Devi says. laksham sarvabhutanam antar bihir avasthitam. Isharam prakate para. Namasye purusham tajam isharam prakate para. You're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and prakatim para. You're transcendental to the material energy. So parasya, the transcendence. He's beyond this material world. So Padavim, his glories, Durantavirya, are unlimitedly, he has unlimited potency. Virya means potency. Durantavirya, there's no limit to Krishna's opulences, to his potencies. Even in the material world, nantosti mama divyanam vibhutinam. Nantosti mama divyanam vibhutinam tasaradasha. I'm just telling you a few of my opulences, but there's actually no limit. There's no durantapa, durantavirya. He can do anything. When he's a child, he's lifting a govardhan hill. He's breathing, and all the cosmic manifestation is appearing. And he's inhaling and it's all destroyed. We work so hard to build something, to build a house, to build a this or that, build a machine. We work our whole life to build something up. And Krishna, he's sleeping, he's dreaming. And he's just by his breathing, our whole cosmic manifestation is appearing and disappearing. And this is only by the activity of a portion of his portion. Ekam sena stotoja. The Lord is expanding, and his expansion is expanding, his expansion. Finally, it comes to the Mahavishnu. And just by his breathing, the whole cosmic manifestation is appearing and disappearing. So, durantavirya, who can understand such potency? If somebody can make a little money, we think, wow, he's a powerful guy. If someone gets elected to office, powerful guy. Someone becomes a general, powerful guy. Someone has a few children, he's a powerful guy. But Krishna, he's dreaming and manifesting the whole universes and then again destroying them. All the powerful generals, all the powerful business magnates, all the powerful men, all everybody. They're like little matchsticks. They're nothing compared to Krishna. But Durantavirya. And Ratangapani. Krishna is known as Ratangapani. He carries the wheel, the chariot wheel in his hand. Ratanga. When Bhishma Dev vowed that now I'll kill Arjuna. Duryodhana, you're agitating me, you're criticizing me that I'm holding back, that I'm not fighting against Arjuna because he's my affectionate grandson. All right, tomorrow I'll kill him. Unless Krishna intervenes, that's it, Arjuna's finished. And Krishna is there, and he's already vowed that I won't take part. One side gets the army, the other side gets me, but I won't fight. Non-combatant status. So then Bhishma is fighting so hard that Arjuna is going to be finished. Then Krishna picks up the chariot wheel and charges against Bhishma. That means he broke his vow to protect his devotee. He'd rather be known as Bhaktavatsa than as a very moral person, epitome of morality. He'd rather be known as the Bhaktavatsa. So, Durantapara, Duranta Viryasya, Ritangapam. So he's seen with the chariot wheel in his hand. This is another glory of the Lord, that he, although he's the greatest creator of the cosmic manifestation, although he's beyond everything, still he takes such a role in relationship with his devotees. He reciprocates. Comes to Tathagatajan. He reciprocates. Yo amayaya santataya anuvritya bhajeta. Well, he can be understood by those who serve him in this way. Amayaya, without reservation, without holding back, not conditional service, not token service, not superficial service. Amaya, full-hearted service. Otherwise, we'll do some token service, we'll get some token realization. But Amaya, those who serve full-heartedly, without reservation, they'll understand Krishna. And santataya, always serving. Tesham satatavyuktanam paditam priti purukam. Tadami bhuti oramutam yedamam piyavitet. Krishna says, for those who are always engaged, satatavyuktanam paditam priti purukam, with love and devotion, Dadami Buddhiyoga, I give the intelligence, Yena Maam Upiyantite, by which they can come back to me. It doesn't matter that he's, whether he's a Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Indian, American, African, anything. It doesn't matter. But Adam Priti Purukha, the qualification is devotional service. No other consideration. No other consideration. Sudama Brahmana was Purvi, but he satisfied Krishna by a little chipped rice offered with devotion. There were two devotees, Bahulashva and who was the other? Oh dear. Bahulashva. No one remembers. King is Bahulashva. There's another devotee. Is Krishna book copyright?
Krishna book.
Shrutadeva. Okay. Found him. Shrutadeva and Bahulashva. So Bahulashva was a big king. Krishna was traveling with some sages, Vyasadeva and others. So they were invited by two devotees, Shrutadeva and Bahulashva. Please come to our place of residence and give your blessings. Let us serve you. Bahulashva was a big king. Shrutadeva was a very humble Brahmin. So two invitations, what to do. So Krishna expanded himself to go to both places. And the sages also, by the grace of Krishna, they expanded themselves. So both parties went to both places. So at the Paulashva, so he's a big king, so he arranged a royal reception and poets and dancing girls and, you know, everything. And with all the paraphernalia, they washed the lotus feet, the king washed the lotus feet of Krishna, put him on the throne, offered arti, everything. Then offered first class food. He's a king, so get everything. Royal reception for Krishna. Because he was a king, but he was a pure devotee. So whatever he had, he offered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna was very pleased. On the other side, Bahulashva is there. So he's living in like a little hut, little cottage. So they made it very clean and nice and arranged for a little straw mat for everyone to sit on. And they offered welcome, some sweet words, maybe some agarbati, something. And Shrutadeva and his wife danced in front of the Lord, waving their, and Shrutadeva's waving his jhana out of transcendental happiness. And whatever, you know, they could get, some vegetables, some rice. So his wife cooked something and they offered to everyone. So Krishna was equally pleased. Not that I'm really happy when I visit the palace, because that's where I get the good food and I get to see the dancing girls and they give me elephants and big reception, big donation. And maybe I'll also go to visit the Brahmin and have a duty. Equally pleased on both sides. Because it's not the thing that's offered, it's the spirit of devotional service. That's what pleases Krishna. Otherwise, Duryodhana's house, he wouldn't even go. On another occasion, there were two invitations from Duryodhana's side, from Vidura's side. So Duryodhana is the Rajkumar, so he's inviting and he's making huge arrangements. And Krishna says, no, I'll take some, you know, whatever they give me at Vidura's house. Because Vidura was the pure devotee and was Duryodhana was a rascal. Even out of ecstasy, Krishna came to the house, so they were so pleased. They wanted to offer some bananas to Krishna, so they're peeling the bananas and offering the peels. And Krishna's eating. It's offering with love and devotion. What is that? Patram pushpam palam toyam. Ashnami prayatatman. It's offered with love, I accept. He can eat the whole world. It's the universal form. He's devouring everything. A few banana peels, and it's no problem also. Because it's offered with love. On the other side, Bahulashva could have said, you're a king, I'm not going to take anything from you, I'm going to go to the Brahmin's house. Or to the Brahmin, he could have said, you're a poor man, I'm going to the rich man's house. But Krishna is equal to everyone. So he's interested in the devotion and service offered. That's what he responds to. And for one who's always engaged, satadirutam, Krishna reveals, adami buddhiyo, I give the intelligence. Krishna dictates from within. Krishna appears from within as the super soul and externally as the bona fide spiritual master. Because we need to get the seed of devotional service. So the bona fide spiritual master comes and directs us how to engage in the service of Krishna. And as we follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, being always engaged in devotional service. Then Krishna also from within directs us, you do it this way, do it this way. Well, the devotee becomes perfect because whatever he does is inspired from within and confirmed by the glorified spiritual master. Anuvritya, we discussed that. Favorably he's serving, not pratikul. Pajeta tad pada saroja gandham. Oh, the devotee, the lotus feet of the Lord are saroja gandha. They have the fragrance of the lotus flower. Krishna's, we say lotus feet. They're beautiful like the lotus. They have the scent of the lotus. They're standing in Goloka Vrindavan, which is shaped like a lotus. From many points of view, Krishna's feet are lotus feet. So here is Sarojagandha, they have the scent of the lotus. Tulsi also is there, the lotus feet of Krishna. Just by offering obeisances at the lotus feet of Krishna, the Kumaras, by smelling the scent, became pure devotees. So Sarojagandha. Krishna is not impersonal. He has all transcendental qualities. The Brahmajyoti has no scent. There's no form, no qualities, nothing to see, nothing to smell, nothing to taste, nothing to touch, nothing. Just oneness. But in Krishna, the personality of Godhead, there's every transcendental quality. We can see Krishna, we can touch Krishna, we can smell the lotus feet of Krishna. He has his form. He has his scent, he has his everything, all transcendental attributes. Ittam Bhuta Gunavai. Therefore, even the self-satisfied impersonalists become attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna because of his transcendental qualities. All of these things are realized by the sincere devotee. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Some questions?
Normally, we all know that Krishna doesn't want anything by force. Like, by force, one must not come to Krishna and say he should pray. Out of his free will, he should come and become a devotee of Krishna. Now, normally when we try to get few new devotees and we are slowly developing them into better devotees so that we can sow the seed of devotional service, at times it becomes like we have to put force, like you have to do this, because initially there is always a scenario wherein they say, no, I have to go here, I have office, or things like that. But that kind of scenario comes, doubt comes, should I put force and by force bring him in, or should I just allow him so that of his free will, he will come and take
up. I think you can't force. He's always in the position where he can say, listen, don't push me, forget it. He can always say, you know, I like your movement, but if you're going to push me, forget it. So finally it's up to him. You can't force him. You're not so powerful that you can force him. It depends on his free will. So we try to encourage, we try to give knowledge. Listen, you know, if you're hanging back, how much do you think you're going to get? On the other side, you know, a little, what is the word? Enthusiasm, a little pulling. We do that. That anyone, if something is good, will say, come on. You know, forget your office, this is better. By enthusiasm, hey, you know, what's that? Why do you want to waste your time with that? Come on, this is so much better. By enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is very forceful. When you're enthusiastic, then others pick it up. Gee, so enthusiastic. We're selling books that what? Practically, what do people know about the book? They weren't looking to buy a book of philosophy. But because the devotee is so enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. All right, let me see what's there. You're so enthusiastic. Let me take the book, give you some contribution also. Enthusiasm is very powerful. Enthusiasm is very powerful. And sometimes we try to drag someone a little bit. Sometimes by persuasion, sometimes by philosophy, sometimes by this way, sometimes by that way. We're looking for the ways and means. Even little force sometimes. For his benefit, just like a child, we take him to the doctor by force. Or Prabhupada said about his friend, Mr. Mullick, practically dragged him to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yeah. Of course, Prabhupada was a very strong person. He couldn't actually have been forced. But he's, pushing. Come on, come on. No, I don't want to see you. I've seen so many sadhus. Another bogus sadhu. Why should I waste my time? No, no, no. Come on, come on, come on. You'll like this sadhu. All right. So a little practically pushing. Of course, then the spiritual master, he can force. He has the right. You must do this. Because the disciple surrenders. Our friends and associates haven't surrendered. That whatever you tell me to do, I'll do. They're keeping their options open. We can invite them, we can try to persuade them, we can try to encourage them and inspire them. But they haven't made a contract that whatever you do, I'll follow that. So we don't have the authority. We don't have the authority. But when someone signs a contract, all right, now I'm signing up for your company, you're the boss, whatever you tell me. He signs up for the army, all right, now you whatever order you give. Or he signs up to be the disciple. That means, shishyasteham shadivam tam. I surrender to you, what you tell me, I'll do. What you tell me, I'll do. So then, the spiritual master has the right to force. No, don't go there, I want you to go here. I don't want to go. Go! He has the right, and he has the authority. And it's expected that the disciple is surrendered, so the spiritual master can order. Of course, that also he uses judiciously. Sometimes Prabhupada wrote that now you're all grown up men and you've been devotees for some years, I can't force you, so I'm just requesting you. Not that because we have the authority, we just bang people over the head with our authority. Even Prabhupada, he would act in such endearing ways that we would want to follow whatever he said. And other times he would just force. You must do it. Otherwise, what's the use of you? Order. In different ways, the spiritual master has that. Shishya means one who agrees to be controlled. Shastra. From Shastatu. Shast means control. We're controlled by Shastra, words of scripture, or Shastra, by weapons. That's another way of controlling. Shishya, one becomes a disciple, that means he agrees to be controlled by the spiritual master. the spiritual master is the right. Prabhupada wrote, that's your right, you have the mace. The spiritual master can smash the disciple for his benefit.
There are around 18 Puranas, but that Bhagavatam is the topmost Purana, they say. Bhagavatam is the topmost Purana, they say. And he also said after our Sampradaya, Gauritandaya also, says that according to our mood, this different Puranas, the people will accept.
That's not Gauriya Sampradaya, that's Padma Purana. And Padma Purana said that there are three Puranas in the mode of goodness. Six in goodness, six in passion, six in goodness. That's not glorious and pride, it's better than that.
So when you are explaining to the new people, because they are believing this Purana and they say Vishnu is supreme, and some say Maya Devi is supreme, and some say some Purana is different mode. So to explain them directly, if they say to follow this, how do we define it?
Why don't you just follow Bhagavad Gita? You know, they'll say this Purana, that Purana. But no one can deny Bhagavad Gita. If they're Hindu, they have to, practically, everyone accepts Bhagavad Gita. So we don't have to argue this Purana, that Purana. Just, do you accept Bhagavad Gita?
Then they ask, why this Purana, so many Puranas?
First thing is, you have to accept Bhagavad Gita. Now that you've accepted Bhagavad Gita, you have to accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Aham Adirhi Devanam. You have to accept that he's the origin of all the other devas. Yepyanya Devata Bhakta Yajante Shadhyanvita Tepi Mam Evakamutaya Yajante Vidipurvaka. Now you have to accept that anyone who's worshipping some other deity with however much faith, he's actually only worshipping Krishna, but he's doing it the wrong way. Because that's Bhagavad Gita, you have to accept. Actually, anyone who's worshipping some other devata is hritagana, is bereft of knowledge. Yo-yo yam-yam tanam pakta shratayarjitam ichtati tasya tasya chalam shratana vayeva vidatamyaham. Those who are worshipping the other gods, they're actually getting the ability to do that from me. If you're worshipping Durga, Durga doesn't help you to worship her. Krishna helps you. If you're worshipping Lord Shiva, it's Krishna from within who's giving you the, all right, he wants to worship Shiva, let me help him in his determination. Lord Shiva's not giving that, Krishna's giving that. No. But those who are worshipping Krishna, Tadami Bhuti Yogantam, I give them the direction. So many places. So you just take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone else is servant of Krishna. So now which Puranas are also saying that? Not the Puranas in the Tamaguru, Puranas in the mode of goodness. And among them, especially Bhagavad Puranas, glorifying Krishna. You can start in that way. You have to accept Bhagavad Gita. They'll say 18 Puranas. They haven't even read them. Or you can tell them that here's Bhagavad Purana, you read it, and then come back to it. It's only maybe 18 volumes. So first you read these 18 volumes, and then you come back, and we'll have some discussion. But now you're talking, you haven't even read these Puranas. So you just read Srimad Bhagavatam. Even you just begin, first canto. You read the first canto and then come back and we'll discuss. Why are you just talking about a book that you haven't read? Now here's the book. Take at least first canto, read the book cover to cover, and come back and we'll discuss.
Well, there are some commentators who give commentary on Devi Purana. They tell that so many different things. So then what? How do people say that, okay, how this Purana is not
So therefore I'm saying that you can say their commentator is Devi Purana, all right, whatever you want. You've read something, Devi Purana, so now you take Srimad Bhagavatam and compare it.
This, suppose like Devi Purana is there, sometimes for the material gain, God is so glorified. Whereas
that's
in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all material discard, you can say renunciation. So they don't like this, what is this, they are teaching like this, I am not interested.
And that's your position actually. You're a materialist, so you're worshipping Devi. And we're transcendentalists, so we're worshipping Krishna. So if you want to go on suffering in material life, Devi means Durga, Durga means Maya. So you're reading the Maya Purana.
Choice. It's a choice. What do you want?
We're reading the Bhagavad Purana, you're reading the Maya Purana. You're worshipping Devi, you're worshipping Durga, you're worshipping Maya, that's all. And you're very happy with your worship because Maya is giving you something. Illusory. And you're satisfied. Yes, I'm getting very nice illusion. So you have a choice. You worship Maya, you worship Krishna. We're worshipping Krishna. You want to worship Maya, what can we do?
I have one weakness. Suppose some of the devotees, if they don't listen to me, I used to immediately start discarding the devotee. I don't like him to afterwards to talk even like that. How to overcome that weakness?
Yeah, you're older, you have a little prerogative, yeah. You can give them a hard time. Keep them in mind. But we always have to see how everyone is engaged in Krishna's service, especially those who've come to the society. They're trying to serve Krishna to the best of their ability. Maybe they have some faults, some weakness. But we should try to see the good side.
It sometimes feels hard.
Sometimes it's hard, I know.
It's not a...
At least we'll try.
So this was somewhat indirectly my question. In the sense, when the person is not showing interest, is it, can we force it? No. Try to work on it. Or let us allow him, it's a free will. I mean, you don't want to come. Okay, you don't come. That's, you are the loser. Is this attitude of ours right? You don't want to come. Okay, you don't come. Or is it like, keep persuading, no, it's okay, come.
You have to see. One thing is we know that we can't ultimately force a person.
Yep.
He has his own choice. So we're trying in different ways. Just like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he's saying that I'm taking the grass between my teeth and I'm flattering you in so many ways. Hey Sadhava, you're a great saintly person. Now please give up all your nonsense ideas and surrender at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line. Trinadapi shuni chena turadapi sadhishna. By humble persuasion. Please, 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 please. Our Mahavishnu Goswami, he always used to say, please, 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 please. You know, tell you, please chant Hare Krishna. Please, 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 please.
Not everyone becomes a devotee, it's only by Lord's mercy.
That's
it is
awesome.
Not for our...
By our power. How much power do we have? Well, in different ways, we try to persuade him. We speak to his wife, come on, one of you dragon. She has power more than you. By one way or another, we try to bring him. And sometimes we see that this person, you know, I'm wasting my time. There's so many candidates out there, and this candidate has practically announced that I'm not going to come. Then I'll find the next candidate. I'll come back to him maybe after some time, and I'll give him another opportunity. I won't give up. But if we see there's practically, I'm pumping so much energy here and I'm not getting any return, then I'll go to the next candidate. Just like we distribute books. So somebody says, no, I'm not interested. And we give our argument, no, the book is very nice. Says, no, I'm not interested. Please, I'm not interested. You understand? Well, we're not going to go back and argue with him and, you know, you have to be interested. All right, thank you very much. Have a good day. And we go next to the next person. Because there's somebody else who's very interested. He's just waiting. So, therefore, the preacher is there looking for the interested parties out of so many. Not interested, not interested, not interested. Someone said, really? What's it about? Tell me more. I'm interested in things like this. So we find some interested candidate, you know, rather than bang on the head of the person who's told us that he's not interested. All right, we'll find someone who is interested. Thank you very much. But if someone shows a little interest, then we try and try. We try and try. He's shown some interest, so we don't want that interest to be lost. There's a little spark there. We want it to become fire. But we try our best. But finally we see that Krishna is in control. I can make some, we say, make someone a devotee, but we can't actually make someone a devotee. Yeah. We try. We try to be of some service. And finally we have to admit that it's not in our hand, it's up to Krishna. We do our best, we put out our full effort, and then it's up to Krishna. Otherwise we'd be too frustrated. Daiva Chaivatra Pancham. Adhisthanam Tathakarta Karanam Chapritak Vidha Vividhas Chapritak Cheshta Daiva Chaivatra Pancham. In any effort, there are five factors that bring about the success or failure of any item. Place, the person who's trying to do it, the different senses, we use our eyes, we use our ears, we use our hands and legs. The endeavor, the different kinds of endeavor that we put into it. And finally, Daiva, the Supreme Personality of God. Five factors. We may be in the best place, our senses may be just perfectly attuned to the job. We may be putting out so much endeavor. We may be a very capable person. Finally, it's all up to Krishna what happens. It's not up to us. Something else? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.